Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. A mortgage is the biggest loan most of us will ever take on. Of course it is. It will cost hundreds, maybe hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest, and we will carry one for decades. Needless to say, you don't want to mess it up. My next guest co-founded a company that aims to make things a little bit easier for consumers. Justin Herlick is the co-founder of Pine, which is a company that lets you secure your mortgage entirely online. Hello there, Justin.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I both love talking about companies that claim to want to disrupt the category and take on the big banks. I love to have these conversations, and I've been around for a while, so I've seen a lot of them launch and, you know, either stumble or get bought out or just be capped at a market share that hasn't made much of a dent. Why did you decide to launch Pine?
Yeah, so the reason I started this, and thanks for having me on, really appreciate it. The reason that I started Pine comes from my background, really growing up in Canada, but working in the United States. So I grew up here, originally thought I was going to go into a career in finance, moved to the United States actually instead of doing that and started a career in technology. And I was at a pretty influential company called Blend, which was and continues to be a mortgage technology platform in the US. And what they did was they built a software that allowed all the major lenders in the United States to start offering a mortgage experience online. So Blend works with companies like Wells Fargo, US Bank, BMO Harris. And really what was happening in the US about 5 years ago was companies like Rocket Mortgage came out and they started competing with the traditional banks. And they started doing things online, being a lot more customer focused and a lot more kind of streamlined. And the traditional players, the banks, they said, well, we really need a way to compete. We don't have the tech resources internally to build these types of online experiences. Let's partner with a vendor technology. And Blend was fortunate to be one of those technologies that really did take off, getting a lot of market share. And I was with them during that period of growth. And one of the things that I got to do while at Blend was explore the opportunity of bringing that product offering to Canada. So being from Canada, this was an idea that I was really passionate about. And I said, hey, this platform is working really well in the US. We're getting all this market share. All these US lenders are using us. Let's see if we can get it in Canada. So went to Canada on behalf of Blend and talked to pretty much all the major lenders, all the big banks. And we actually did do a pilot program with one of the large non-bank lenders. In doing that, we showed that the product worked. We made all the modifications and we had a proof point. Plus we had all this, you know, traction in the US. I talked to all the major lenders here. And I said, hey, look, we're ready to do this. And the reception I got was honestly, it was really like lukewarm. They were like, well, you know, this might not be the right time for us to invest or we have something going on internally. We're going to make our process more online. Not a lot of traction. So I said, okay, you know what? If I have this amazing tool that's working and I can't get people to use it, I'm just going to go straight to the problem myself. And I'm going to create a mortgage company and offer directly to the consumer the experience that I think they deserve. And that's really the whole story behind Pine, because I've seen how much fintech products people have in the US and in other countries living there. And when I moved back to Canada in the middle of COVID, I was like, this is ridiculous. We should be able to have at least the same product offering that Americans
do. You're like, do I live in Little House on the Prairie? Is this actually pioneer days over here? And certainly the big banks have invested buckets of money in fintech, but it is an oligopoly in which we just don't have the competitive context that other smaller players can get a toehold in the way as they can in other markets. So I understand it's very easy to compare rates online. That's been around for a very long time. How do you then, with a mortgage, provide an online experience that helps a consumer assess features? Because I work with a broker. He has been incredibly helpful in talking me through all the features out there. Rate's one thing. It's very easy to find out the best possible rate. But thinking through the payment vacation and the lump sum privileges and fixed versus variable and all those sorts of things, it's helpful to have a conversation about that.
Yeah, it really is. So in terms of rate, while it might seem pretty easy to compare rates online, when you actually get into it, what you realize is different lending institutions have different patterns. So the banks, for example, the rates that you typically see on their website, there is a better rate that they could offer to you if you go in and you talk to someone. But that's not the approach that we take at Pine. At Pine, we give you the best rate upfront. There's no negotiating with us. We tell you what we can do. And then in terms of explaining product offerings, we do have the breadth of product offerings as well. So we have fixed, we have variable, we have insured, we have uninsured. And those are kind of the main decisions that you have to make as a consumer. Do you want that mortgage default insurance, or do you not, and you don't have to have it by kind of regulation? So while there are a number of features, the vast majority of people get one of kind of a few products. And then it just becomes, how can you deliver a service and explain that to the customer really seamlessly? And that's really our differentiation. If you look at our product offering and you get a mortgage with us, and I hope you know you and your listeners get a mortgage with us, what we're doing is not a crazy new mortgage. We're not, you know, taking people from different credit scores that aren't like the kind of acceptable range for the products that we offer. And what we're doing is we're just trying to make it as streamlined and as customer focused so people can get on with their life, because everyone's really busy. So we built the technology to allow people to do things on their time, but we don't believe that people are just coming to us because we have a technology and an experience.
I get a lot of questions, as you can imagine. And I got a question from a listener saying, okay, what do I do? I have a variable rate mortgage. It was $3,100 a month. It has risen in the last, since April 2021, to $4,400 a month because, hello, rates have risen. Her lender, her broker, whoever it was that was talking her through these different scenarios, should have had a very forthright conversation with her about how much that variable payment could rise to. What would have happened if she had been with Pine?
So with Pine, our licensed mortgage agents on the team give the appropriate advice for that customer. So we're not really here to recommend a fixed or a variable. It's really understanding the pros and cons of these different products and how they affect you, because everyone's personal situation is different. Everyone has different cash flow needs. And our great team of agents are here to help them and walk them through that. So it is really important to understand the customer situation. And again, what's really difficult is the interest rate environment out there. And like I said, I originally started my career in finance, particularly in the interest rate capital markets. Looking out there, nobody knows. As people have predictions, but nobody knows where the interest rates will be. And even the Bank of Canada is taking in all the data that they get daily to make these decisions, right? So we would explain to the customer, hey, here's the implications. These are things that could happen to your mortgage if you take this product. And here are things that could happen if you take this other product. So we really try to fit it to that customer's needs.
You mentioned your brokers or your specialists, or I can't remember the phrase that you used. So this is entirely online, but I can also talk to a human?
Yeah. So online is to meet the customer with convenience. We know, and I've seen this from, so like I said, I worked at a platform company in the US, and we provided an online experience to about roughly one third of US mortgage lenders. Nobody wants to do 100% of their mortgage without talking to a person. Just going back to that intro that you gave, this is the largest financial transaction of someone's life. They are not going to trust themselves to guide themselves through that. So we use the technology to allow them to do all the steps online. You could, in theory, do it all online, but people really do want to talk to someone. So we have mortgage agents that provide that, and they're there to assist that customer. We're not very pushy. We try to make sure that we're providing the appropriate advice to that customer and get them through the process. And people need heads up, right? Even on like simple things like coordinating dates where you're closing, there's a lot of parties involved. There's a closing agent, there's the lender, there's your realtor, there's the seller. There's a lot of the coordination. So we do have a team that helps customers through that to make it as easy as possible for them.
The legacy players still require in-person signatures. And I can't tell if that's just to get you into a branch so they can sell you a credit card. I don't know. Are you able to do this entirely through some sort of, you know, virtual DocuSign? Do you have to have a Zoom meeting to authorize the documents? How does that work?
So it depends which documents we're talking about, and it depends on which province you're in. We offer kind of a range of solutions, but most customers choose an at-home signing where one of our partners, they go to that customer and they do a combination of electronic and wet signatures where necessary, but they bring it to the customer's house. So it makes it a lot easier for them. And there's no branch visits at all with Pine.
The 5 to 10 year path for Pine. And I know you're going to say we're going to grow and you're going to say all this mom and apple pie stuff. But what I have seen for a lot of these fintech upstarts is really the exit and the exponential growth happens upon acquisition.
Yeah. So what I want Pine to be is an incredibly recognized brand in Canada. We're really passionate about being Canada specific. And a lot of investors say, well, are you going to go to US? And I'm like, no, we're focused on Canada. And when people think of real estate transactions, I want them to think of Pine, whether that's getting a mortgage, getting a HELOC, you know, tapping into home equity, or even looking to buy a house. These are all things that we could get into, our home insurance. And once I think we establish ourselves as a really credible player in the, you know, primary mortgage financing, then we can start offering additional lines out. But right now we're just in Ontario and BC, and we have a lot of ways to go just in the short term. It's really hard, you know, to think 5 to 10 years in startup world where it's like, well, I don't know, maybe we're you know, a crypto company in 5 to 10 years.
It would seem to be your business was a lot easier to run a year ago when the housing market was on fire. There was a lot of transaction volume and things were headed in one direction. Now it seems like it's going to be a lot harder with interest rates rising and valuations being unclear in terms of what a home is really worth and therefore how much you would qualify for. What keeps you up at night in terms of the current dynamic in the market?
So what keeps me up at night is probably not what you think, but it's really just the stress on our customers, because having interest rates change every day, mortgage rates are very volatile right now, and having interest rate payments go up due to prime rate announcements really affects our customers. And that's what I worry about. I'm not too worried about us. We just got started. So whether there's 750 billion mortgages a year, or there's only 500 billion mortgages a year to us, hey, we're just getting started here. We have a lot of room to grow. But really, it does create a stressful environment for customers. And we're here to provide them with that advice and that kind of hand-holding experience if they need it to walk them through all these steps. That's what I get really worried about.
Interesting. Justin, thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Justin Herlick is the co-founder of Pine. He says, we want to be Canadian. And with a name like Pine, that's practically like Maple Leaf or poutine or Celine Dion. I think you're good. You've got your Canadian identity is firmly entrenched.